Sam Baker with Do Right Man, first choice of tonight's session, artist Eli Reed and the True Loves. Hello, everyone.
Hey, Mark.
Is this the entire True Love selective?
This is the entire True Loves family.
Right, and we must, I don't know, not apologise, but I just want the sympathy of the few people that listen to the show to go out to the band, because they literally flew in. We're recording this on the Monday, and they flew in this morning, and I don't know how any of you are going to get through another minute awake.
Neither do we. I don't know how either.
Well, let's see if you do. I just, to me, it's like, it's such a Herculean effort. Never mind just being in a band and getting on with people and not getting paid and all of those things, to have jet lag and then perform, and I'm just, I'm apologising on behalf of whatever causes the lag.
I liken myself to Hercules all the time anyway, just
possibly Sisyphus.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, whatever. That's... That didn't mean anything bad. Sisyphus is maybe in your language, it means something else. So this is, presumably, this is the first time you've all appeared on British soil, as it were.
It is.
I know Eli's come over and done a few solo gigs.
Yeah, but this is the first time the whole band has been here. We know you've been here.
I was here 2 days before everybody else.
Hold on, are you country dropping? Are you, rather than name dropping, you're country dropping?
What's going on?
It doesn't impress me. I live here. It's not. No, really. What's it like? What were you doing over before the rest of the band?
Trying to survive. Trying to make money.
Sleeping with 500 strangers.
Poor planning, that's what he was doing.
No one would travel on the same flight as you. Well, is that what the problem was?
I think that before we move on, I think we should all say a big heartfelt thank you to Mark. He was the first one to play our music on the air over here.
I'd much rather you sang.
Okay, we'll do that. I'll do that too.
Don't do a dedication. Sing a song, and then, because I'll
love you, Mark. I love you.
What are you going to do first?
All right. What are we going to do? Stake Your Claim? All right, let's do it.
Quit messing around with every man in town. If you want me, baby, you know I'll be around. Told you I love you, you just moved away. Oh, when I went for the door, you begged me to stay.
Magnificent. Now you've battled the lag. That sounds like an old punk album or something, but you have somehow battled the lag. And I've got to say, Patrick, you shone on that one. And it's because you got here 2 days early. And your barometric pressure is at an even keel with the rest of the country. I don't know what that means, but the rest of the band aren't, you know, everyone was sounding fantastic, but you were obviously more acclimatized to what was going on.
At least he had a full night's sleep.
Right? Yeah, no, exactly.
Not really, but yeah.
But you could have. That's your own choice that you didn't.
Oh, so he came up, maybe that's solidarity with the band, that he decided, no, I'll stay up all night. In fact, I'll sit in a confined space with a hum and a crying baby for 8 hours anyway.
I wanted to go through the same thing y'all were going through. Didn't sleep.
Yeah. I think that's very admirable of you.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
And what have you noticed so far? Because, you know, Americans, I think, have a very skewed perception of what the UK is like. What?
It's cool. A lot of cool people.
Yeah, because before you came, is this your first time here?
No, he's been here a bunch of times. Right?
All right. Did you think, because every time I meet an American, they always think that we're all butlers from the 17th century. that nothing has occurred to us, that all we do is sit around drinking tea and squinting through a monocle.
You know, I haven't even seen any tea or crumpets yet. I don't even know what a crumpet is yet. So.
You haven't seen a crumpet?
I don't even know.
See, you know, you could live to be 100 in the UK and not see a crumpet. It doesn't matter. We don't wake up when we're born and people go, right, there's your crumpet, there's your tea, there's your monocle. Say pip pip
see,
and go.
See, that's false right there. I know what I know that you do. I know that happens.
Some people get a monocle when they're born, but that's passed down through various generations. Now, I do find it very odd. I'm sure we have many, many stereotypes of you know, people from the US.
The band is like a cross section of the US.
What is there? Is it just a speaking into the mic problem?
Ryan, you got to speak into the mic.
Anyway, we'll carry on. If your stereotypes haven't lived up to what the country is, there's the other thing is a lot of Americans seem to think that we're all a bit like Hugh Grant.
Yeah.
And I've never met anyone a bit like Hugh Grant, really, apart from possibly Tony Blair.
Yeah.
I don't know.
See that Hugh Grant.
Oh, now there's a stereotype you hadn't noticed that I've put into your mind.
Now we'll have to check into that.
He's a charming fellow, though, so he's
true. You see, his phrase is like charming fellow. I've only ever heard that on American TV when there's someone on American TV who wants to appear English, they'll say things like charming fellow, pip pip crumpet, and then they'll carry on with whatever else they were doing.
I blame it all on Craig Ferguson, personally.
Oh, you know what? There are so many things. Hey, don't ho-ho that. Why do you think we sent him away? There are so many things to blame on Craig Ferguson.
You can take him back.
We're never going to get on his show now. It's done. It's over.
It's okay. We still got Conan and Jay Leno. We can do them.
Yeah, you have plenty of... Craig
Leno? We still got Carson.
Simon Cowell.
Oh, now we're arguing about late night TV.
How do we get on this argument between...
I think we should...
Yeah. I just want to do roast.
That's it. Rather than actually have some songs, we're just going to argue about late night TV shows in another country. Let's have another song. What's it going to be?
All right, what are we doing now? Easier? Is that what's next on the list? I think so. How about that, fellas? It's okay with everybody?
Uh-huh.
All right. We're going to do a bunch of songs from the new album, which is called Roll With You, by the way. I think it just came out here a couple of weeks ago. Is that right, Mark?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. What I must ask you, actually. I'll get on to the first album later on.
Okay. All right. Well, this one is called It's Easier. Just keep
just being all alone. Come on, y'all, just listen. I've been loving you.
If they manage to stay awake for another three singles, this has got to be one of the greatest sessions we've had so far this year. If they manage to stay awake for another three songs. We'll see. Step Back Baby by Sonny Blair. Second choice of tonight's session artist, which is Eli Reid. And the, sorry, it's like, is the Paperboy compulsory? Do you have to say Eli Paperboy Reid?
You can do whatever you want.
I don't mind. Eventually, you'll just be known as the Paperboy.
I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe I'll just be known as Eli Reid. It could go either way.
You know, earlier on, you played a couple of tracks from your latest album. Your first album, which is totally elusive, did you only make like 100 or something?
I made 1,000.
1,000, right. And is it not as good? I've only heard a few tracks of it.
You don't have it?
No.
Oh, I'll make you a copy.
Okay. Because it's something, it's just so elusive. Maybe that makes it even better. 1,000 people who will never part with it.
It sounds, I've never, I sold out of it about a year and a half ago, and I haven't really seen anybody selling anyone ever, but I don't know, it's very, very different. It was more like a one-off session. It was like we did 17 songs in a day, and
wow.
We chose 12 for the album. It was like I wasn't intending to record an album. I just kind of was recording things that I was interested in, a couple of songs of my own, and then like where I was at, which was like some kind of like really older blues, and then some R&B.
Yeah.
And some, it was just like a whole hodgepodge of stuff.
So since then, has the sound of the True Loves kind of, and you, become, much more cohesive?
I would say so. Definitely. It's become like a much more directed, kind of pop sound, I suppose.
Is this pretty much the same band? What instrument has been the hardest to keep?
Well, the only person who played on that album is Ben.
Ben is a sex player.
Eli and I, just freshly broken up with our girlfriends at the time, and that's what made the record.
Not
so
me,
fun.
Just you.
And that's what the name is.
It sounds like it was both the same girl as well, the way you said it there.
Basically what happened, Ben was, and then our bass player moved away right after that, and then Mike, who's bass player, still joined the band right after that. And then everybody kind of fell in over time. There's been a lot of lineup changes over the multitude of
but
years.
Is there an instrument? Is there, I don't know if you have the phrase, do you have the phrase flaky?
Yeah.
Which, people who just don't turn up and all that sort of thing. Is there a particular instrument that
we've gone through
to?
More drummers than that. This is, Andy is our fourth drummer.
So Andy, what is it about, how many?
Are you suggesting that I'm flaky?
No,
I saw you pointing your pen over.
Maybe you're not the flaky one. You're the one that is the final piece in the True Love puzzle.
I hope so.
I think Andy is at least, so far.
I mean, I am flaky, but not over here.
Yeah,
not in this department.
Only in his own country. Oh, you mean not on the drums?
Not over here on the skins, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I hope not.
Right. But have you been in hundreds of bands before?
Yeah, yes.
So maybe you are. Maybe you've turned over a new flaky leaf.
Well, I've generally did a lot of freelance before this. So I worked with a lot of flaky people myself.
Okay.
And had to move forward.
Freelance and free bass. That's all you ever get from drummers.
It's true.
What's the, I'm not talking about him generally. I'm just saying this.
Taking it back. Okay.
It's an old saying. Everyone must have heard that before. What's the next song you're going to do for us?
What is the next
song? Everything's from the new album, isn't it, you're doing tonight?
Yeah, everything's... Well, we could do one from the old album, but I think
whatever you want.
I wish I had a list in front of me. I think Wasting My Time is next, is that right?
Well, it doesn't matter if it's next. Why don't you do that one now you've announced it?
All right, I will.
That seems to be easy.
I will do that.
Or I could stop you halfway through if it's not the one on the list.
No,
but
no.
But I think just do it.
I think it's on the list.
She asked asked me to take her home. Knew what she wanted by the look in her eye as we walked back home and home. So tell me, baby, before you unlock the door, am I just a one-night thrill? 'Cause if it's true and I'm just your love that we found. Am I wasting my time? Oh yeah, 'cause I, baby, can turn right around. I need a woman to love and comfort me, someone to always be aware. If you'll be mine, I'm not wasting my time.
I thought it was Christmas then. There were just some sleigh bells carrying on somewhere. Where was that? Was there a tambourine? Yeah, oh, right. No, I just... I was suddenly dashing through the snow on one horse open sleigh. By the way, if you are at the Latitude Festival tomorrow night, and I can say this comfortably because I haven't mentioned it for at least a month on the show, Eli will be on stage about now, in fact. And it's all sold out, so I'm not plugging or anything, but I have a stage at the Latitude Festival. And tomorrow night, if you're around there, Eli's on, James Hunter's on, the Buzzcocks are on, the Heavy, and Pete Molinari. So a fantastic night, pretty much guaranteed.
You think we could play with the Buzzcocks? You think we could like play together?
You could maybe do a medley. Although they're going to be, you know what, they like a drink, the Buzzcocks, and they're going to be on. They're on about two.
Okay.
So right. Who knows what will be what will be happening by then? What else are you doing, by the way? By the time people hear this, you'll have been to France and back.
I don't have the list of dates, but I know we're doing the Mojo show at the London Arts Centre.
That's on Monday, I think.
Monday with James Hunter, and then one show at 229 Club Fandango. I don't know the date of that one.
Is that in London? I don't know one.
All the dates that's in London too. All the dates are on my MySpace page, which is just myspace.com/EliPaperboyReed.
And anywhere else in the UK or just London this time?
And Gateshead.
Gateshead as well.
For doing that festival, summertime festival.
Suffolk.
Well, that's Latitude.
That's sold out anyway.
Yeah, nobody can come to that. Don't even try.
Just because it wasn't Blondie on and stuff, but and Grinder Man, but it's since your names were announced to the bill overnight, sold out.
Exactly, that happens.
It happens everywhere you go. Don't even try and get on any road towards Gateshead over the next week because they're all going to be blocked off.
Exactly.
Let's have another track from you. Which is going to be?
Okay. This is when we're doing. Oh, Get Your Back, right?
Yeah.
All right. Another one from the new album. All the ones from the new album. Just get psyched. You ready? Yeah? Yeah. One, two, one, two, three, four.
today now, baby, but tomorrow is another day. I'm gonna get your back. Gonna go out on the town. I'm gonna get your back. Whatever little get around. You can play your chill game. I'm on the attack. Cause you done laid your cars down, baby, and now I'm gonna get your back. Time we meet. All I can tell from the way she talks is she wanted something more. Cause if you can't get some good loving at home, you can always go next door. I'm gonna get your back. Gonna go out on the town. I'm gonna get your back. Whatever little bit around. You can play your chicken game. I'm on the attack. Cause you done laid your cars down, baby. And now I'm gonna get your back. Down, baby, and now I'm gonna get you back.
We all had our worries. You weren't going to hold up, but you're still holding up. Only two songs to go. That was sounding fantastic. I'm going to get you back, Eli Reid and the True Loves, and there'll be more from them later on in the show. Cigarettes and Coffee by Owl. TNT Braggs, the final choice of tonight's session artist. What was that beep?
We used to play an Owl TNT song.
We did. The other side of that single we used to play.
Oh,
and that was famously covered by Otis Redding. Not many people know that original.
No, I didn't know that one.
Yeah,
he's a southerner. He's from Texas, isn't he? Braggs.
All those singles on Peacock. He toured with Bobby Bland for a long time.
Oh, wow.
Texas.
Imagine that's your job. Every night you've got to just watch Bobby Bland.
Yeah.
That's not a bad way to make your living,
is it?
It'd
be rough if you had to open for Bobby Bland every night, though. That would be pretty hard.
Yeah, that's true. But at least, you know, you've had a bad day at work, you can just sit down and watch Bobby Bland. So it kind of works both ways, doesn't it?
That is true.
Anyway, let me finish off my sentence. The final choice of tonight's session artist, who's Eli Paperboy Reid and the True Loves. We should probably meet the entire band properly and have a formal introduction at some point. Everyone, because you're from Boston, but you live in New York now.
I live in New York. Everybody else still lives in Boston.
Oh, okay. So everyone's from Boston.
No. Everybody's from all over the place.
We don't need to do that. That could be tedious.
I won't take long.
Try one. Oh, you gonna? No, I mean where they're from. We don't need to know.
Okay.
Or do we?
I don't know.
Go on, do one. I'll see if it's
Ryan Spraker, guitar from Billerica, Massachusetts.
No, it's boring. Yeah. I knew it was going to be tedious. I gave him a chance because he really wanted to do it. But what we should do is introduce the band and try and get some kind of blasting rhythm going.
Should we do that?
So do you want to do that?
We should have done that over Get Your Back. That's what we usually do.
Well, you just do it now and do whatever you want.
No, what can we do?
You don't have to do anything. You just just play some boogie.
All right, come on.
So I think we need a drummer or a bass player to start. Eli, you decide and tell me who the band are as we go along.
No,
there we go.
No, no, no,
that's a tough one to introduce the rest of the band over.
No, no. All right. You got something. All right. Come on now. Yeah. All right. Now we go around, introduce the fellas one by one. We start with the drums. On the drums, from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Mr. Andy Bauer. On the bass, from Birmingham, Alabama, Mr. Mike Montgomery.
women by one by one. On a tenor saxophone from Durham, New Hampshire, Mr. Paul Jones. All right. Also on a tenor saxophone from Newton, Massachusetts, Mr. Ben Jaffe. And filling out the section from Houston, Texas, on the trumpet, Mr. Patrick Moody. I was going to get into it now. All right. Oh, yeah. This new dance will show up though. Your next dance from Maine to Mexico is the boom boom. Oh, boom boom. Oh, boom boom. Come on, do the boom boom. All right. Oh, yeah. Listen. Do this dance, you got to get in the groove now. Get your feet on the floor and start on your move. Shake your hips from side to side. Hop on, baby, let your conscience be your guide. Do the boom, boom.
Track from tonight's session, man. Eli Reed and the True Loves. You can also go online, and there's an exclusive cover version track on there. That was Doing the Boom Boom, and you can get that on their latest album. Or it's kind of the first album for this True Loves.
Yeah. I would say it's the first. I mean, it's the first album of all my songs, and the first album of we really kind of put some thought into. So
it's called Roll With You. It's out. It's available in this country at last. So there you
go. Was all right.
I've got to say, talking to most of you, it's been, and I understand your jet lag and everything, it's been a very disjointed and mostly quite unpleasant experience. But
I'm
what
sorry.
You've done is you've prioritised the mental compartments, and the playing bits have come out very, very strong.
Well, that's good.
That's what, and maybe even better than it would have done if you weren't jet lagged.
Maybe so.
Well, see, you know, I don't think I've ever seen Paul. I've never seen a sax player so aggressive.
Oh, that's
yes. Sorry,
that's
Ben, okay. Sorry. No, not Ben. Is it Paul?
The guy in the red hat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're Ben.
I'm Paul.
Oh, you're Paul.
Yeah.
Ben. Sorry about that. Yeah, all Americans look the same to me. it's quite frightening watching you play the sax. It is like there's a gang of skinheads coming towards you and you're going to blast them away.
True.
Wall of sound.
That is the best description I've ever heard. That is exactly what he is.
You know... you don't know how right you are about that.
Is that what happened once? Yes.
Try about 300 times.
it's quite something to say. I wish we could film it, but then it wouldn't be a radio
show. I usually
show.
Have to hold my foot out to keep the microphone from bashing into my horn.
True.
From the jumping on stage and.
You know. Oh, right. I thought even the microphone was attacking you. I thought that would be, even inanimate objects want to have a go. What's the priority now? Now you've finished work, is it sleep or drink?
Sleep.
Yes, at
shower.
Once. Drip in your sleep.
The second one.
Shower, sleep, then drink.
Shower.
Oh.
Drip, sleep.
Now we're all confused. This is what jet lag does. But exactly. I'll just thank you and leave it at that.
All right, thank you very much.
It's been absolutely lovely having you on. You sounded fantastic. I'm not even sure if the next track can follow the band. The final couple of tracks from this week's featured album, Further Adventures of Mod Jazz. From two legends. First of all, a track from Ike Turner, completely unissued. It's Ike Turner and the Kings of Rhythm with Daddy's Blues, and I'm following that with some Albert King.